Eddie was intrigued. What kind? But before Roland could answer, they saw something that made Eddie stomp on the brake pedal. They were in Lovell now, and on Route 7. Ahead of them, staggering unsteadily along the shoulder, was an old man with snarled and straggly white hair. He wore a clumsy wrap of dirty cloth that could by no means be called a robe. His scrawny arms and legs were whipped with scratches. There were sores on them as well, burning a dull red. His feet were bare and equipped with ugly and dangerous-looking yellow talons instead of toes. Clasped under one arm was a splintery wooden object that might have been a broken lyre. Eddie thought no one could have looked more out of place on this road, where the only pedestrians they had seen so far were serious-looking exercisers, obviously from away, looking ever so put together in their nylon jogging shorts, baseball hats, and T-shirts. One jogger's shirt bore the legend, "Don't shoot the tourists." The thing that had been trudging along the berm of Route 7 turned toward them, and Eddie let out an involuntary cry of horror. Its eyes bled together above the bridge of its nose, reminding him of a double-yolked egg in a fry pan. A fang depended from one nostril like a bone booger. Yet somehow, worst of all, was the dull green glow that baked out from the creature's face. It was as if its skin had been painted with some sort of thin fluorescent gruel. It saw them and immediately dashed into the woods, dropping its splintered lyre behind. "Christ!" Eddie screamed. If that was a walk-in, he hoped never to see another. "Stop, Eddie!" Roland shouted, then braced the heel of one hand against the dashboard as Cullum's old Ford slid to a dusty halt close to where the thing had vanished. "Open the back hold," Roland said as he opened the door. "Get my Widowmaker."
"Roland, we're in kind of a hurry here, and Turtleback Lane's still 3 miles north. I really think we ought to—"
"Shut your fool's mouth and get it," Roland roared, then ran to the edge of the woods. He drew a deep breath, and when he shouted after the rogue creature, his voice sent goose flesh racing up Eddie's arms. He had heard Roland speak so once or twice before, but in between it was easy to forget that the blood of a king ran in his veins.